So thank you for tuning in to Playbook Radio. My name is Martin Williams. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe to this podcast. You may do so on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. All the links to this podcast can be found at gameplanplaybook.com. That's gameplanplaybook.com. So the joys of recording a podcast came to fruition today when I originally started recording this, and I had a legal pad sitting up on my desk, and it was kind of like on the edge of something. And so while I was recording, that legal pad slid down, and basically the podcast went back to the beginning, and it started recording over the first part of what I had recorded. And it was good too, but you'll never know because it's gone, right? So that's, you know, that'll happen sometimes where, you know, you start recording and you get into a groove and then you realize you can't use it. But that's, again, that's the joys of doing this. And that's why I love doing it. So this particular podcast is called Quitting Too Soon. And you'll see the importance of not quitting. I could have just quit and did something else, but I came back to it. So there's some application right there for you. Quitting too soon. Why do we quit? And, you know, the importance of, you know, staying in something long enough to see the fruition of your work, to see the fruits of your labor. So one of the things that I'm doing is called the Sprint to Freedom. And it is a community for people who are looking to start their own business. And so, you know, I really wanted to create something like a community of people who work full time and don't really have a lot of people being supportive in their life. And, you know, you have all kinds of problems. You have all kinds of people who are leaning on you, wanting, you know, or needing emotional support from you. And it's tough, you know, to kind of get that, to get the energy up to create a business and create the things that you need to create. So the urge to quit is strong. The urge to give up is strong, especially when you're not seeing the results. But you have to have a long-term outlook as opposed to a short-term outlook. And if you do that, that is a, you know, that's a huge factor to, you know, stay in the fight, basically, to get the result that you want. So playbook principle number 19 is muscle memory. It's the power of habit. And what I say in that principle is you have to keep executing when nothing's happening. And that's one of the great skills of every entrepreneur known to man, every entrepreneur that has made it, right? They kept executing. They kept going when nothing was happening. You have to be able to keep going, right? And if you're starting this business on the side, you're starting this business from nothing, you know, while working, there's going to be a period where nothing's happening. There's going to be a period when no one's watching. There's going to be a period when no one's listening. There's going to be a period when no one's buying. And you have to continue to keep going when that is happening. Okay. One thing that a lot of people don't realize is that most football players, they start at the age of about 11 and a half years old. And they play football continuously. Many of them go into high school and play football. And a lot of them have a hope of getting a college scholarship. But statistically speaking, only 2% of high school players get a scholarship, right? And that's at all levels, whether it's Division I, Division II, I think gives partial scholarships. I don't know if the lower levels give scholarships or not. But it's still a low number when you just consider how many kids play football and how many actually get offered a scholarship. And then that number comes down even more to 2% of college players who get to the NFL. So it takes about 10 years of playing football nonstop, and this includes summer camps, this includes spring football, and while the season is going on, you are, you know, you're basically practicing every single day. So you have to do this every single day, essentially for 10 years. Because even in the off season, you know, you're working out, you're going to the gym, like you're working on your craft, you're working on your routes or what have you, working on your throwing, working on your techniques, right? So it's 10 years of consistent, almost daily practice just to get a shot. And you can be really good and not get a shot at the NFL to make millions. Now, you can make millions in college now, but you still have to be really good to make millions in college, okay? So what we have to understand is that in almost any field, whether it's acting, whether it's music, whether it's sports, whether it's, you know, business even, there are only a small percentage of people who get to the top of the field, right? And at the top of the field, these are the people who can dictate how much money they make. They can dictate how much rewards they get. But everyone else, you know, you're basically just working to try to get to that level. And my point is that you have to change your mindset, because I think what social media has done is that social media has told you that you should be making money right away. And I've said things like this in the past where, you know, if you're not making money by 90 days, then something's wrong. But that's not always true. And that's a mistake on my part. We have to change our mindset from wanting to make a million in a year to understanding that this is a 10-year journey, right? Even in my field where I have a 9-to-5 job, it took me 10 years from the time that I started to really make like a, you know, a salary that I could support a household off of. You know, it took 10 years. And pretty much most fields, you know, it's going to take that. Now, can you come in making more? Of course you can. But that is usually the exception rather than the rule. If you look from a long-term perspective and just set it in your mind, okay, this is going to be a 10-year journey. And if I make a million before the 10 years are up, then thank God, you know, like that's awesome. Okay. But if it doesn't happen, I'm okay. I'm not going to quit. And most people don't even quit in year 7 or 8. Most people quit in year 1, right? Because it didn't happen fast enough. And I think that in a lot of ways, I think that God is using that to filter people out, right? I think God uses that to you know, basically filter the people that are not really serious about doing it long-term. Because if you want long-term success, you have to put in long-term effort and long-term work. And if you just have the attitude that, okay, this is going to take longer than a week, and having that 10-year lens, you will be able to put in the muscle memory necessary for you to get really good at whatever it is you're doing. And at that point in time, the real results, the results that are going to allow you to leave your job and go full-time in your business will come. And not only will they come, they'll come and they'll stay because you have put in the work, you've created and built up the habits of publishing when you don't want to, putting out products when you don't want to, adapting and innovating, even when you're not sure if it's going to work or not. You know, you've developed the core habits that will allow you to be successful. So thank you so much for listening. My name is Martin Williams. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and share, and I'll talk to you soon.